Well, welcome back to the second half of the Star Sabbatical Special for AU President. And in the studio, we have Patrick Jenner, the second candidate for Athletics Union President. And as we've been doing with all our candidates across the Star Specials this week, we'd just like to start off by asking you to introduce yourself and tell us why you're running for this position.
Thank you. I'm Patrick Jenner, and I want to be your Athletic Union President. I'm a fourth-year geographer. I've done a lot of sports in my time at uni. My main sport's canoeing, but, you know, I've done a lot of the korfball, the tennis, that kind of things as well. The reason why I want this position, this job, is because over the last 3 years, I've had a chance to develop the canoe club, and that's been fantastic. We've done great things there. The opportunity to do that for 3,500 people is fantastic.
Okay, so crack on with the questions. A lot of these are the same as we asked Emily, just for continuity. But starting off with, how's campaigning been? And are you looking forward to the next few days?
Campaigning's been fantastic. I have got the most incredible team of people behind me. They've been doing everything. They've been making banners, publicity, just been out in the streets, smiling at people, having a great time. They've even been feeding me and telling me to go to bed, which has been really great as well.
So you mentioned Canoe Club there. What else have you done with Saint Sport? Or what have you done with Canoe and what have you done with Saint Sport?
So in my time in Canoe Club, I was the vice president of that club. We did a lot of competition development there as well. I secured a lottery grant for £6,000 towards the development of polo in our club. And that's seen some great improvements there as well. I've developed an alumni legacy for the club, which is going to benefit it indefinitely. I think I've just had a great time with the club there as well. In terms of other sports, they've just been pretty much recreational.
Yeah.
But I've had a great time there.
What's been your proudest moment within the canoe club, would you say? If you could narrow it down to one.
I think it would have to be the women's first team winning the Triple S last year. That was great for them. That's probably a great moment. There are others, but that stands out.
So what other experience do you have which is relevant to this position in terms of things you've done within Saint Sport and stuff that you've done outside?
Outside of
Saint Sport or St Andrews, wherever.
I know this is a question that's coming up quite a lot. I think Emily Griffiths has a lot more of a kind of corporate experience than I do. I've spent a lot of time in the AU office. I've got a good understanding of how the job works. I've spoken to the DSC and the AU, and they think I'm a credible candidate for the job. In terms of experience, it's just a kind of the leading projects that I've developed.
That's the webcam falling over.
it's just the kind of the leading projects, the administrative, those kind of experience that I've developed at my time at uni.
So yeah, certainly, you've got a good understanding by being in the EU, speaking to Andrew Hall, that kind of thing. You've seen Saint Sports develop over your time here. If you could pick out one best thing about Saint Sport as it is now and one worst thing, what would those best and worst things be?
We'll start on the negative. I think the facilities are the worst thing. Chatting to the club center this week and with my own experience, I found that they're just not, they're not big enough for the demand. Obviously, we've got the redevelopment coming in, and I think that's one of the most exciting things about Saint Sport at the moment. There's a huge amount of money being pumped into it. We're seeing a lot of development in all the clubs. We're seeing the facilities redevelopment. We've just seen the gym. We're having the new sports centre coming up next. I think that's the best thing. That's really exciting.
So obviously Saint Sport is good. It could get better. What are your top three policies for making it better?
My top three policies. I want to make Saint Sport a really fun place. To do that, I want to have a huge celebration. It's going to be massive. It's going to be a celebration of the 600th anniversary. We're going to get the other unis involved. We're going to get alumni involved. Reach out across to the student body, get them involved as well. And I think that'd be a great, great fun time. I want to go out and engage with the student body, in particular the first and the second years. I want to make regular visits into halls to let them know exactly, how much they can get out of joining a sports club. Where, when, and how they can get involved. Yes. My third one, I think I'd have to secure a Global Saint Sport sponsor. I think that's a fantastic opportunity there to raise the profile and prestige of Saint Sport, just on a global scale.
Yeah, you mentioned facilities earlier on, the development that's going on. Obviously, redevelopment is still in process and it's still going to be going on for another few years yet. How are you going to maximise the facilities that we've got at the moment and we'll have next year? Because obviously they're smaller than we would like, but how would you get the most out of them?
Oh, it's very frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think we need to talk to all the clubs on a club level and see, hey, you've got a training session at this time. Does it actually work at this time? Would it work better at this time? And that's something we could do with the clubs. I think that looking at exploring greater use of the Canongate and Madras facilities, I think would ease pressure on the sports centre as well.
You've also, as well as both yourself and Emily, have focused on maximising publicity for Saint Sport. How would you do that?
Well, I think one of my policies of going into halls and letting people know about it would be a great way to connect with the first and second years. Speaking to the senior students, they feel that it's often harder to get involved if you don't get involved in that first week or second week. So that's how I'd engage with the student body there. In terms of publicity, the other things I'd want to do would be, we see a lot of empty screens around the university, in the library, down at the North Hall. I'd love to get them filled with the fixtures of the home St Andrews games, so people know, what's going on there as well. And of course, Star. Yeah. I think Star could be radically involved.
Good answer.
Yeah, love you.
One question particularly to do with sponsorship. You mentioned that you raised £6,000. Through, I think, lottery funding for a canoe club. Right. How exactly did that come about?
That was kind of personal thing. I really love canoe polo as a sport, and we were held back as a club with our old fleet of plastic heavy boats. So I was kind of personally motivated there. It was a fairly long procedure. I sent off multiple applications to multiple. Lottery funding things. Awards for All Scotland, which is the one we got, was fantastic. They got back to us pretty quickly. This is a great application. This is what you need to do to make it better. They were great there. Other ones like Sport Scotland, if you're interested in checking out these kind of projects, check them out as well. We were looking into getting a sponsorship as well. But once we secured the lottery funding, it became less pressing.
Do you have any questions, Hannah?
I'll let you continue.
The question that I asked Emily was, if you could play golf anywhere in the world, where would it be? So if you could go canoeing anywhere in the world, it might have been somewhere you've already been, if you could go again, okay. Or if you could pick somewhere in the world that you'd like to go.
Well, if I could answer the golf question, that one sprung to mind. I'd love to go crazy at Machu Picchu. I think that'd be fantastic. In terms of canoeing anywhere in the world, the Himalayas would be incredible. As would parts of South America.
Great.
And I have now got a question for you. Sorry, I was fussing around with the webcam the entire way through the interview, so apologies for people who are trying to watch. A very important part of being a sabbatical is to be able to be approachable by all students. So what sort of practical ways would you make yourself that approachable?
I like to think I'm a very, very approachable person anyway. I've got a lot of time for people to hear their views as well. There's a whole lot of reshuffling in the AU office at the moment about roles and responsibilities. And essentially, the whole fixtures side of things that has previously taken up a lot of time has moved over to Elaine, the AU administrator. So I think that's going to give the AU president a lot more time to kind of interact with individuals, with the smaller clubs especially, to hear their views and find out what they need.
Great.
And one final question. You asked Emily this one. For people in St Andrews who haven't really done sport before they come to university, or don't really have time to be sort of like involved in the club level to the same extent as some others, how would you get them into St Sport in terms of using the gym or coming to the sports centre or watching games or things like that? How would you get them down there?
I think there's a lot of opportunity, Richard, to promote the recreational side of sport of things. The volleyball, the basketball, they have just kind of fun, give-it-a-go sessions. I was at the basketball one last night. It was amazing. There were so many people there. I think there's also a lot of opportunity to promote the fact that the sports centre and the DSE have a lot of equipment to loan that you can just go down and have a kick around, hit a tennis ball around, that kind of thing as well with a group of friends.
Great.
Well, it looks like you've answered all our questions very well, which is always good.
Always a good sign, yeah.
But as we've done with all our candidates, we've asked you to suggest a song that you felt summed up yourself, your campaign. So to finish off with, if you could introduce the song and tell us why you've chosen it today.
the song I've chosen to play today to you guys, and I hope you'll forgive me, is S Club 7, Reach. Mainly because I hope it's going to get in your heads and just, you know, speak of singing on the streets all throughout the next couple of days. That's my song for you guys. So thank you very much for taking the time to listen to me as well today.